AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dr. Ben Carson is under the media microscope, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the attention he's receiving about something that happened when he was a young ROTC cadet in Detroit. Carson thinks questions about his being offered a West Point scholarship are unfair, and he said tonight he thinks this intense media scrutiny will backfire.
My prediction is that all of you guys trying to pile on is actually going to help me, because when I go out to these book signings, I see these thousands of people, they say, don't let the media get you down. Don't let them disturb you. Please continue to fight for us.
Following a story published earlier today by Politico, Carson's campaign sought late today to clarify his story that appears in his autobiography. A campaign spokesman said Carson was not offered a full scholarship to West Point. President Obama has pulled the plug on a controversial oil pipeline.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision is a clear victory for environmentalists who strongly oppose the pipeline, but it also pits the president and fellow Democrats in direct confrontation with Republicans.
House Speaker Paul Ryan calls the administration decision sickening, though not surprising. He goes on to say in a statement that not only does it reject tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, it goes against the will of the American people and a bipartisan majority of Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the decision shows the president is, quote, more interested in appeasing deep-pocketed special interests and extremists than helping tens of thousands of Americans who could have benefited from Keystone's good jobs. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It may look like the Christmas season, but it certainly didn't feel like it today when Rockefeller Center in New York City received its annual Christmas tree.
With temperatures in the 70s, but they're still getting ready for it with this 10-ton, 78-foot Norway spruce, which came from the front lawn of Albert Asendorf's home. He admits, ironically, he was looking for a way to get rid of it.
It's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year, but then I said, ah.
So he sent in a picture to Rockefeller Center. The Christmas tree lighting is December 2nd. Julie Walker, New York.
The Coast Guard is searching for a man who fell overboard from a cruise ship in the Bahamas. The ship was the Oasis of the Seas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.